Order, order.
If you dial 111 and the police respond, will they be Nationals cops or Labour's cops? This issue was raised in a question for the Minister of Police from her Labour shadow, Clayton Cosgrove, who asked how many of an extra 384 police officers were from the third tranche of 407 provided by Labour. Answering for Judith Collins, her Cabinet colleague, Tony Ryle.
There was not a third tranche of 407 police officers.
But Clayton Cosgrove had proof.
I seek leave to table a data table from the New Zealand Police showing that the third tranche of the 1,000 additional frontline police promised and funded by the previous Labor government totaled 407 and came into force during 2008-09 fiscal year from his own department.
Order. Where was it published?
Published on their website.
On their website. Leavers sought to table that document. Is there any objection? There is objection.
Labour's police spokesman also asked how the country's streets could be safer under National.
When police resources are seemingly so stretched that Auckland resident Pamela Percival called 111 late on Friday night when she was at home alone to report at least two men banging on her windows and doors and apparently trying to break into her house, but no police officer was sent to her aid because she sounded, quote-unquote, very calm.
The Honourable Tony Ryan.
On behalf of the Minister of Police, I know the Minister of Police was shocked that that happened. She has raised the matter with the police and demanded an immediate report from them on this. What I will say is the Minister is concerned that that might happen because we simply don't want our Police Commissioner appearing before the Select Committee under a national government and saying that if you dial 111, as you did under Labor, you had to scream to get help.
News also that there have been nearly 2,000 submissions on National's replacement for Labor's Foreshore and Seabed Act. With this question for Tohenere as chairman of the Māori Affairs Committee from the ACT Party's Hilary Kelvert.
How many submissions have been received on the Marine and Coastal Area Takutau Minor Bill?
The Honourable Tohenere.
As of today, 1,909 submissions have been received.
Tohenere also faced this question from Hilary Kelvert.
Is he aware that a number of people have been unable to send their submissions due to an apparent fault in the online submission process? And will he extend the closing date to allow people to get their submissions in?
The Speaker ruled that any extension was up to the committee, but allowed the Chairman to answer the first part of the question.
Mr Speaker, it's not my responsibility. It's actually the responsibility of the Office of the Clerk. I am aware that the problems they are having are being looked after as we speak.
Question time was followed by the third reading of the Local Government Act Amendment Bill. While outside the chamber, some committees were able to meet despite urgency. This report from Rhys Lyon.
The Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee received a briefing from the Minister of Defence. Briefing the committee on the Defence White Paper, Wayne Mapp said overall spending was unlikely to rise above 1% of GDP.
But we did identify a very specific challenge which occurs essentially over the next 3 years. And that is a number of costs increase, some of them fixed, some of them a little less fixed, but a number of costs unavoidably increase.
Dr. Mapp identified the source of the increased costs.
Notably, depreciation increases by about 25% or so, and that's due to the introduction of the new helicopters and the upgraded aircraft and Project Protector primarily. And along with that is the increased cost of operating those things. You know, if you bring seven new ships into service, put crews on them and send them around the country or into the Pacific, it's going to cost you money. Similarly, if you buy nine helicopters that are almost three times the size of the current Iroquois helicopters, invariably they will cost more money to operate. It's something that's clear that it's going to occur. It's essentially unavoidable. And we have to be able to fund it. And we have to be able to fund it in a time of constraint. That is the reason we undertook the Value for Money project.
Defence Minister Wayne Mapp.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.